They say healing takes a long time, and if you know anything about me, or if you have been listening to this podcast for quite a while now, you know that one thing that I love to do is to challenge traditional advice. And one thing that I know that served me the most in my life was to deviate from traditional things that are based on just past thoughts and actions being passed on from one generation to another without analyzing or thinking deeply whether these things are serving us in the time that we are living or not, whether these things are serving us as human beings in moving forward in our personal journeys and experiences in this lifetime. And so anytime someone says something to me, the first question that I ask myself is this true for me? Do I want this thing to be true for me or not? And you'll be surprised when you get into the habit of asking this question as of how many times we might think that things are true just for the sake that they have been there for quite a long time, and just because we have listened to them over and over again. So, because of repetition, they have somehow gained power, but it does not mean that this thing is true for you, and it does not mean that this thing has to be your personal experience. It can be whenever you accept it, whenever you believe it, whenever you have a sense of certainty about it. But it does not mean that it has to be that way. Anytime you pause and you say to yourself, I choose not to believe in that thing, or I choose to believe in something else, this is when you are practicing your personal power. You are practicing your autonomy and your freedom of decision, like deciding what serves you in your life and what not. And so me, when I first started in my healing journey, and one thing that I kept reading over and over again is that healing takes a long time. It takes years, and it's a long journey. It's something that you have to continuously work on. Of course, I mean, life and growth in general is it's a lifetime ongoing thing. You never get to a place in life where you feel like, oh my God, okay, like I've had it all, this is it, I've reached everything, and so I'll just be here. There's always going to be something else that you're gonna learn, and life is going to continue to cause you to ask for more things that you don't like and you want to have a different experience. Yes. And so today let's together challenge that traditional advice that healing takes time, or that it's a long journey. All right. And so let's talk a little bit about if it's not gonna take a long time, like what do we do so that healing and letting go and moving forward does not take as much time? Number one, it takes a decision. It takes a decision that you are going to use this pain to create a better life, and that you are not going to stay stuck in the emotions or the roller coaster, the turmoil of all the emotional reactions that usually happen after a breakup. And a decision is very, very key because without a decision, sometimes we waste a lot of time debating with ourselves, But once you make a decision and then you say, okay, well, this is not what I'm gonna do, and this is what's gonna happen. I don't know how it's gonna happen, but I know that it's gonna happen. And this for sure is exactly what happened for me. I mean, years ago, when I decided that I'm not allowing one relationship that has not worked in my life, I'm not gonna allow it to define the rest of my future. I'm not going to allow it to define how I view myself and how the rest of my life is going to, to turn out to be. Once I got to the lowest point in my life, and once I got to a point where I was experiencing enough pain, I said, I'm not going to take this anymore because I cannot take it anymore, And so that was the minute, that was the moment that I made a decision. I was like, this is it, I'm done. But for you, you don't have to wait to get to that pain, Just feeling the unease, the frustration, the sadness, the whatever emotion that you're feeling right now, just going through that, you can just take that and say, my life is not going to look like this forever, meaning that this situation is not permanent, it's just temporary. Just temporary, and don't try to prolong it for way too long because this is what I've done. I mean, there's nothing wrong. So in life, nothing is wrong with reacting to life's experiences that we go through. Something happens, there's going to be fear, there's going to be grief, there's going to be sadness. So reaction is it's natural, it's part of life. But what's not natural, what's not normal is prolonging this emotional reaction or allowing it to stay or to continue to be for far too long until it becomes who we are. And this is what I have done for a long time. For years, I allowed it to define me. And I actually used it to call myself names like, oh my God, I'm depressed. I'm an anxious person. I have severe anxiety. I have clinical, I'm clinically depressed. So I use these emotions to actually define, to give myself an identity of someone who is supposed to act in that way because this is who I am, right? But once you make a decision that you're going to move past this pain, life becomes different because you're constantly going to direct your attention and your focus towards what can I do to not allow my emotions to continue for a long time? What can I do about this? And then along with the decision, you need a strong why. And I know that you hear a lot about, oh, first you start with the why and then the how. And that's true. And the reason is because in life, I'm not gonna lie to you and tell you that doing the work is gonna be easy all the time. It's simple, but it's not easy. And that's why having a strong emotional reason, like that keep you going at hard times, it's very, very important because otherwise it's so easy to give up when the going gets hard. But when you have a strong enough reason, you go like, I'm not letting anything stop me from this. It's gonna happen. It is going to happen. Yes. And so, and for me, my big enough reason was, number one, I did not want to live the rest of my life the way I felt about myself way in the past. I was depressed for as long as I could remember, I could not even remember one moment in my life where I was utterly joyful. There was always that sadness that was lurking in the background that seemed to, mess up whatever joyful moment that I was experiencing back then. There was always something that, that feeling that's in the background, that noise the voice in the background telling me, hey, like, that's not enough. You're not enough. That's not good. So, why are you happy with yourself like that? You can't be like that. That stupid, silly voice. And then my other reason was I have a big family, and I know I always like to share this story because I did not want my family, my three sisters, my one brother, my mom, eight nephews, two nieces. I did not want them to go through the trauma of finding out about my suicide I was okay about myself living through pain, but what was not acceptable for me was letting them suffer because of me. I was not going to let that happen. And so I said, I can't, what kind of role model am I going to give my family if I go away that way? If I just let go, if I give up. I can't give them that kind of role model. And that's why I stuck to it. That's why I continued to do the work, because I could not live with the with feeling with the guilt of knowing that I left, and all the memory that they have from me is just pain and suffering and trauma. I could not let them live through that, you know. And for you have to find your own why. You have to be able to define that for you, because this is going to be the reason that carry you forward when you feel like giving up, you know. So that's number one, a decision, and figure and staying committed to it by figuring out your strong why. And then number two, I also need an intention and focus, which means that you need to give time, energy, and attention to working on this change, and doing the work for you to discover yourself, to know who you are, what you want in life, and to heal the past hurt and past wounds that have played a role in you getting into that relationship and experiencing this breakup, because doing this inner work, this going on this inner self discovery trip, this is where the strength, this is where you're going to find your true strength. And this is what's going to help you to fall in love with you. This is what's going to help you recognize how beautiful you are, how lovable you are, how magnificent and great and deserving you are. Yes. So intention and focus are really, really needed. And then number three, you obviously need the best tools that you can possibly find that help you get the results that you want. And when I say the best tools, because there are so many tools online, especially when it comes to you know, getting over breakup or healing past trauma. But you need to find the things that are going to get you the results in the shortest amount of time, and as well as the ones that work for you. And for me, that took time, because I did not know what I did not know. And so I was just constantly exploring, reading books, doing programs, going on courses, you know, you know, spending time by myself, journaling, doing so many things that I have tried, and they did not work. Yes. And so I had to figure it out on my own. But that took years. So for you, it does not have to take it does not have to take a long time, because you don't have to reinvent the wheel. This is what I tried to do. I tried to reinvent the wheel, and I tried to put things together until I found a way to make them work for you, for me. And this is why today I want to share the exact three-step process that I have guided myself through to be able to go from pain to peace after the breakup that almost cost me my life. And I want to give this for you. All you need to do is just to click the link that you find in the description of this episode. It's going to take you to a page, yes, where you enter your email, your name and your email, and you're going to watch this 20 to 25 minutes video. And in the video, I explain to you exactly what the three steps are. I guide you through them. And then after that, I gift you something that is going to help you start your healing today. Listen, this does not have to take years for you. Okay? I've done the work so that hopefully you and other women who are, you know, led by the universe to this podcast and to the other platforms that I share my work on, so that they don't have to do the work that I have done on myself. My intention is that the journey and the pain that I've been through is used to make this easy for other women who are still going through the same pain right now. So I hope that you take advantage of this, because listen, it took me literally years to get to these three steps that I'm guiding you through right now. So for you, it could be just 20 to 25 minutes, and then you will get what took me years to get, okay? So it's your responsibility to make this journey short, make it easy for you. Just click the link that you find in the description of this episode. I cannot wait. I'm so excited for you to start this journey, because I know my life was never the same. My life was never the same before and after. Two completely different persons, you know. Sometimes it feels weird, because when I go back and read through my journals and read through, you know, my thoughts, how I was like thinking and how I was feeling about my life, I was like, wait, what? It feels like I'm reading about someone else. It does not feel like I'm reading about me, you know. And this is the kind of feeling that I want you to get. I want you to be able to do what I have done in years, in just few weeks or even months, like weeks or a month or even weeks. So click the link. I'm so excited for you to start your own journey right now. And I'll talk to you in our next episode. Bye for now.